B-Pod Studios.
Today on Talkin' Rock with Meltdown.
Today on Talkin' Rock, it's the guys from the rock band Dirty Honey. These guys have come out of nowhere. They've only been around for a couple years.
Our own emotional moments, like looking on the stage and like realizing what we've done already, it was pretty cool.
There's already been lots of highlights for the guys. Like, for example, lead singer Mark LaBelle singing at NAMM a few weeks back with Slash, Billy Gibbons, and Kenny Aronoff.
Best part of it was the rehearsal and just getting to hang with those guys and like just talk to Slash about, like, he was like, what was it like for Dirty Honey coming up in LA? And I was like, it was nothing like what you did, dude.
We talk about new music with the band, what they have coming up in the future, recording in Australia, as well as a handful of really stupid questions, which got this reply from one of them.
They are cool.
They're already pretty rude. Chimpanzees, probably, actually.
Chimpanzees, okay.
They're pretty rude with each other.
That and more today with the entire Dirty Honey band on the Talkin' Rock with Meltdown podcast.
This is Talkin' Rock.
Talkin' Rock.
Your backstage pass to some of your favorite rock artists. Here's your host, Meltdown.
Thank you guys, as always, for checking out the Talkin' Rock with Meltdown podcast. Kind of took last week off, just didn't barely have anything going on. But we're back at it again with the guys from Dirty Honey. I've got some other interviews I'm working on right now, and they should pop up here on the podcast coming up. No Al Beck today. Not exactly sure where he is, to be quite honest with you. But we'll get to rock news some other time. Of course, the guys from Dirty Honey just have come out of nowhere. They've only been around a couple years. And just like the Greta Van Fleets of the world, just a straight-ahead four-piece rock band. And they were nice enough to swing by the station before a gig right here in Detroit. So hope you guys dig this. Really good, guys. And I know Corey, the drummer, a little bit under the weather here. He didn't really pipe in too much. But the rest of the guys were great. Mark and John and Justin. Just a killer band. Can't wait to hear what these guys do in the future. This is also going to be up on the website, WRAF.com, if you want to watch this interview as well, as they recorded it in our video room or whatever you want to call it. We don't have an actual name for it right here at the radio station, but just some good guys right here and a great band to check out, especially if you're into like just a gritty, dirty, straight ahead rock band. And this is the band for you. It's Dirty Honey today on the Talkin' Rock with Meltdown podcast. Hey guys, here in the Riff Lounge, it's Meltdown along with the guys from Dirty Honey. We got Justin, John, Mark and Corey. These guys were nice enough to come in and hang out with us here before the show tonight at St. Andrews. You guys got bumped up from the small room downstairs. That's a good sign.
Thank God. Yeah. Well, Detroit's been good to us, so it's just more good things in the future, we hope so.
I think that Detroit in the Midwest, I've been here for almost 25 years, and I grew up in Buffalo, but, like, you know, Detroit in the Midwest in this area, we appreciate, like, hard work and, like, just knows the grindstone rock bands.
Yeah, that's definitely us. We've been on the road since pretty much March of last year nonstop, so.
Yeah, and you guys are all, this is what really amazes me. You guys have been around for 2 years, so maybe all you guys can chime in on this one. What do you think has really catapulted you guys? I mean, 2 years, I mean, you guys are starting out here. What do you guys bring that other bands might not?
I think we've got really good songs. Everybody in the band's a great musician, and we gel really well together.
Justin still hasn't learned to talk into a microphone.
That's close enough.
He's a bass player. What, yeah. Gotta give him,
I don't it's, talk it's new fashion rock and roll, right, John?
That's what it is. That's what I call it.
Yeah. Yeah, but like I said, you guys aren't like reinventing the wheel. But it's like this is that time where it's like, you know, Greta Van Fleets and you guys and stuff are really starting to thrive.
Yeah, and I think I just think it's like a general thirst for this type of music has come back around, and you know, it's been a long time since like blues-based rock and roll bands have certainly like been at the forefront of rock music. It's kind of been this very radio friendly, clean sort of like drop D rock that's not really my taste, but yeah, we just want to inject some soul and some sex and some fun into the music again. And, like, you know, we see it at the shows all the time. People are having a really good time. And, you know, I've seen Greta live, too. Like, they're doing, you know, similar sort of thing with four-piece rock band. And it's, I'm happy, like, this wave of music is coming. So it's been a nice little ride so far.
Yeah, Johnny, want to pipe in?
I'd love to pipe in. I just think we kick ass.
You guys do, man. I saw that.
We're humble too.
Yeah.
I'm modest.
I saw this with Fillmore, man. It was awesome.
Yeah, that was a particularly shining light in our young career so far, playing with Alter Bridge and Skillet at that show specifically. That was like the craziest response we've gotten anywhere to this day. So
yeah, that's great.
Michigan's just been pretty wild every time we played Grand Rapids a couple nights ago, and he was crowd surfing while taking a guitar solo. It was pretty amazing.
And you guys played in Grand Rapids one time with The Who, right? Was that the only show you guys played with The Who?
No.
That was the only time with The Who. The second time we played in Grand Rapids, so.
We played that room before.
Yeah, I've heard the stories about The Who and, you know, Pete Townsend, you know, walking by you guys and Roger Daltrey and stuff. So, man, that would blow my mind. I've never had a chance to meet those guys.
They are awesome, and they still sound great, which is incredible. And, that night I think we all had a little our own emotional moments, like looking on the stage and, like, realizing what we've done already. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. Corey, what are your thoughts over there? You okay?
Yep.
Corey needs some Tamiflu or something. But you all right, man? You going to make it tonight?
I'll be all right.
All right. There you go.
He'll get a shot of B12.
He's soldiering.
He's going to be up.
Corey wasn't feeling very well, so he took literally every vitamin that they had at the store.
It perhaps had an adverse effect.
Yeah, it made me a little more sick.
All right, we'll concentrate on these three guys here. So you talk about moments in your career, and Mark, you had a chance to sing at NAMM a few weeks ago, and that was unbelievable.
Thank you. Yeah, that was crazy.
I mean, not only were you really good, but then I'm looking on the stage and there's Billy Gibbons and Slash and I mean Kenny Aronoff and stuff. Talk about that experience.
Yeah, that was. I mean, probably the best part of it was the rehearsal and just getting to hang with those guys and like just talk to Slash about, like, he was like, what was it like for Dirty Honey coming up in LA? And I was like, it was nothing like what you did, dude. You know, we like avoided the Sunset Strip like the plague because it was sort of a pay to play scenario,
right?
And we were more interested in just playing, and you know, we'd rather get paid than spend $500 to stand on whatever stage on the strip. But yeah, got to talk to him a bunch about, you know, the band and what we were doing, and told him our plans for the rest of the year, and then obviously got to meet Billy Gibbons and Kenny Aronoff and, like, John Stamos. It was an interesting evening of celebrities and personalities, and, you know, Rick Nielsen and Robin Zander backstage, like, hanging out, and it was just a whirlwind night, and it's literally something I'll never forget. But, yeah, when you're on stage with him, like, I'm singing and kind of, you know, focusing on that, and you look to your left and, like, Slash is right there, like, winking at you or whatever. It was pretty cool.
I would have been super intimidated, no question about it.
I was, you know, but then we rehearsed a couple times, and he was very nice to come over after, like, the first tune and be like, you sound awesome, dude. Like, keep going. You sound great. And I was like, okay, like, if he's cool, I'm cool.
Yeah, it's cool. Were you guys there at that damn show?
No, we don't like to talk about it.
Yeah. We were pissed. Yeah, actually.
Next question.
We went on tour with Slash also, and after a show in Ohio, me and him, like, were, like, hammered and just, like, missing. But Slash came with these two and just gave him, like, all these praises. And we'd barely gotten to talk to him, so we were pretty upset that night, so we got even more lit.
yeah, that was about. We came back all like pumped up into the van. We're like, just talking to Slash, he loves us, you know, whatever. And they were like, what? We gotta get back in there, let's go. And I was like, he's gone, dude. He's gone.
I find that Slash is like, he's one of these guys where like you can just see the silhouette of him and everyone knows who he is.
Yeah.
But he's so like kind of almost. He's pretty humble, and he almost doesn't realize how famous he is. And to a certain degree,
I think he knows it. I just think he's relatively shy.
Yeah, he's always. I think that's always been his thing. Right?
Quiet,
being real shy,
super chill. Mm-hmm. You know, and I don't think he typically. You know, he doesn't like get off on people praising him and worshiping him or anything like that. He's just a normal dude that literally loves playing the guitar more than anything.
Right.
And so does Miles Kennedy, too. So yeah. They're all, like, in the same boat.
You know, as a singer and stuff, one thing I remember watching about that show when you guys played with Skillet and Alter Bridge was Miles Kennedy, his singing is so effortless. It's almost like he's not even trying, and he doesn't miss a note.
Funny you say that. Like, he lost his voice early on in that tour, and they would just, like, let the crowd sing the lyrics, you know, for those couple shows.
They gave, like, three songs to Tremonti. because he, I mean, he's not as good as, you know, Miles, but he was good.
Yeah. But yeah, Miles, like, didn't have a voice for a couple shows, and he was like worried he wasn't going to get his power back. And then, of course, we're in Detroit, and he's just like killing it. He got it back just fine, dude. He's always so good.
Yeah, I saw those guys over the summertime too with Slash. You know.
Yeah.
Over. Yeah. So that was great.
They played. They played here.
They played over in Caesars Windsor.
Oh, okay.
You know, a big 5,000 seat venue over there.
Nice.
So. But yeah, and Slash is just so great to watch on stage. And yeah, you could tell when he's on stage, it's like he doesn't want to get off.
No, he wants to play guitar like 24/7. It's cool.
And he gets that chance with Guns N' Roses. The last show they played on at the Los Angeles show was like 4 hours long.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a couple of years back, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Was that Dodger Stadium?
No, that was at the Staples Center, I think.
Oh, okay.
Got it.
So, but anyway, so what you guys got coming up in the future? I know you guys are working on new stuff, so where's that land right now?
We got to finish this tour first before we go record anything. But, yeah, we're working on new songs every day. We're going to do some demos today at the soundcheck, I think. That's the plan. And, you know, there's always constant emails going back and forth between us and our producer, but...
Your producer's in Australia?
Yes.
Now, what's the deal with that? Because that seems a little...
What does it seem?
Well, it doesn't seem... I've never really talked to a band where they go to Australia to record it. Right down the street, Kid Rock recorded, and Eminem and all these guys here, so...
We almost did, too, honestly, but it didn't work out with the Detroit production team we were talking to, and this legendary producer, Nick Dedea, decided to work with us, and the deal was, so you got to go to Paradise and make a record, and we were like, it doesn't sound too good, man, but we did. It was a 12-hour flight, which is brutal, but once you get there, it's...
And you're watching Lost the whole time, is that...
Yeah, on the flight, catching up. No, it's an awesome experience. I mean, it's literally one of the prettiest places in the world, so...
Yeah, I'd like to get down there sometime. Talk about Aerosmith praising you guys recently with their cover. I mean, you guys are getting all sorts of accolades, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty... Again, we kick ass.
Yeah, Tom Hamilton tweeted out about the cover we did, and he... we had just seen him, like, right before Thanksgiving. We went to the Vegas show, and they still kick ass, too.
they do.
But, that was, like, we woke up to that tweet, and we were like, what the hell?
I was like, yes, so I got cool. The bass part right, at least.
Yeah. Of course.
Where do you guys get your like, classic rock influences? Is it from your family growing up, or friends, or what?
Yeah, family.
Yeah, my dad used to play the classic rock station in L.A., like, on the way to school, and would, like, actually test me. Like, be like, if I didn't know Led Zeppelin, he'd be, like, mad at me.
What about you?
My mom's record collection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the guys from Greta. It's like their parents all grew up. Well, three of the guys are brothers, obviously, but they all grew up listening to their dad's record collection.
You know? Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't say that my parents had a record collection, but they definitely liked classic rock, from the Stones to Petty to Aerosmith, AC/DC, like all that stuff. Corey's dad was a truck driver, blasting Van Halen like in his face every day.
Yeah. So is that song going to end up on the new record, you think?
No, that's exclusively a release for Amazon.
Okay.
That'll be, I think, in a year, like, we can do whatever we want with it. I think that's the deal. But yeah, go check it out on Amazon. It's on YouTube. It's an Amazon original, like,
feature.
We did
the whole thing in a day.
Really?
Yeah. It was like a whole featurette kind of thing. Like, they filmed it, and we recorded it, mixed it in one day.
Now, do you guys have, like, I think I read three songs done for the record, or demoed out, or...
For the new?
Yeah.
Where'd you read that?
I read a lot of stuff.
No,
I read you guys had, like, three songs demoed, and you're working on a few more here and there.
Yeah, we've been filtering in new stuff into the live set for, you know, this whole tour, so...
So tonight you'll be playing a couple...
Mm-hmm.
We can always change when we get to the record also.
Like, yeah.
To try things out live and see what works. And
yeah.
It's really fun to, like, play new stuff that isn't recorded yet. And, like, you just kind of, I'm, like, singing, but also, like, reading people's faces.
Right, yeah, you're watching the crowd to see what they're
saying. Everybody seems to like it, which is cool, but...
It's cool when we play a new song that nobody knows, but you see people in the audience, like, start moving. You're like, okay,
it's
this
cool.
is a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. I was told about this the other day, and I told we were going to be on video, so I thought, you know what? I got to bring some stupid questions, so I got a list of stupid questions.
Let's do it.
I was going to have a box and stuff, but like I told you guys, I've been too busy at home.
A box of what?
A box of stupid questions.
Oh, okay.
Instead, it's just a pocket full of stupid questions.
It's fine with us.
Okay, so here. Okay, here's the first one. Okay. If animals could talk, which species would be the rudest? Stupid question number one.
Rudest.
Obviously, like monkeys.
No, monkeys are cool.
They are cool.
They're already, they're already pretty rude. Chimpanzees, probably, actually.
Chimpanzees, okay.
They're pretty rude with each other.
Yeah. See, I thought cats right away because
they like gang up on each other.
Cats are kind of assholes, yeah.
Yeah, right.
They would be smug, though. They would be if they, right. You know, they would be like British voices, like old British men talking down to you,
yeah. Throwing their feces at you.
Well, that would be monkeys, wouldn't it?
Oh, that's a monkey.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. Corey, nothing?
People.
Okay, there you go. Perfect. All right. Let's see. Question. A stupid question.
It's a trick question. It's still people.
I'll go back into the pocket here. I wasn't going to have you guys pick these, but I'll do it. All right. You can make one of your body parts detachable without any negative repercussions. What body part would it
detachable?
Be? Detachable? Why? Yeah.
That's an obvious one.
Who did the song Detachable Penis?
Eh? If you still get the same sensation as you do when it's attached.
Did you guys ever hear that song Detachable Penis came out in 2009?
Yeah, I was just saying that.
Who Justin that has one.
King Missile.
What would you do with your detachable penis?
Yeah, exactly. One hit wonder, maybe.
King Missile.
What? You finally blow yourself.
All right.
I have a feeling you've gotten that answer before.
Moving on to stupid question number three. Here we go. Spinal Tap or Decline of the Western Civilization, the Metal Years?
Oh, they're both so good. Dude, Decline of the Western Civilization when the guy's getting, like, hammered in the pool.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
Chris chugging. Watts.
I don't know.
Everyone remembers that, yeah.
I don't know
with
that.
His mom.
Is that a movie?
Oh, that's so a documentary good. About the late 80s metal scene.
Oh, really? Oh, man. That's not my scene. Sorry.
No, but there's a great scene. I forget.
It's a good movie,
it's a guitar
though.
Player, and he's, like, sitting in this pool, like, literally chugging bottles of vodka, and his mom's sitting there, like, right next to him, like, having a cocktail, like, not caring that he's just, like, destroying his life.
Yeah, he was the guitar player for Wasp.
That's pretty metal.
Wanted the singer, but the singer wanted to get paid. And he's like, no, I'm not going to pay you. And so they got the guitar player. And Ozzy is like Aaron Alice Cooper.
If you're talking about, like, rewatchability, definitely Spinal Tap. Okay. That movie. That's you can watch that every year.
Right.
You can just schedule it. Like, next year, in 12 months, I'll rewatch that movie.
John, funny story. This is the least rock and roll thing ever, but he's never seen That Thing You Do still. Have you seen that?
Is that about the 60s rock band?
The Oneaters.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever really seen it, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? It's so good.
My man.
All right.
Great song.
Tom Hanks at his best.
All right. I'll have to check that one out. I'll put that one on my list. But I did watch Decline this weekend just because, I don't know, I was just like doing nothing. And then I met Janet Gardner on Saturday night from the band Vixen. And she was in it here and there.
Cool.
And then I brought it up to her. She kind of like rolled her eyes. She goes,
oh, God, this again.
All right, here we go. Stupid question number, what are we on here? Number four. Let's try this one here. I don't know what these are. What is the worst thing a person could put in their bio on a dating app?
A dick pic.
If that goes in the bio?
A small dick pic.
I don't think pics go in the bio.
It's part of your bio, no?
I'm not on any dating apps.
Yeah,
I've never used them either.
I think whenever somebody starts with, let's try this again, or I'm going to give this one more shot, that's never a good sign.
All right, Corey, coming to life here. All right.
Yeah, that would be bad. Yeah, one more time before I give it up forever. This is super depressing.
That is funny. I got to be honest, I've never been on a dating app, but Corey, a lot of dating apps have you been on?
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple.
Please the fifth.
I play the fifth.
What's your favorite AC/DC song?
Ooh, my favorite AC/DC song. Oh, boy.
It was a trick question. It should have been Meltdown.
Hell. Yeah, obviously. Meltdown, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Howard Hell's
there
great.
You go. Yeah. Something from Bon Scott. All right, let's see what we got here.
You got a lot of questions.
I only got two more here. All right. During the apocalypse, what would be better, living on your own or in a community?
On my own.
What kind of
for
apocalypse?
Sure.
Like a zombie apocalypse?
I would assume that's the only. Is there another kind? I'm not sure.
Are there women in?
Well,
in
the apocalypse is.
Oh yeah, the four horsemen. Yeah, okay, yeah. I got you. Okay, yeah, whichever one you want.
Yeah, if you're pretty resourceful, so it'd be better to be on your own.
Right? Okay, but he makes a good point too with the women.
Yeah, I want community.
Oh, you want to just get laid?
I don't want to just jerk off like for the rest of my life.
No, I'm saying you can
looks
still,
like you're gonna anyway.
I'm saying
so.
you can still dip in and out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like community property.
Yeah, you can roll up on the communities, but you're like a little ninja. You know what I mean?
I'd rather be on my own. Period. Like even if it wasn't an apocalypse. So
he'd rather be on his own today.
Yeah, he doesn't even like to hang out with us.
Yeah,
we get to a city and he's just like, boom.
It's just you. I like hanging out with John. That's why we went to the hockey game together.
when you go to the city.
Actually, it's because I was like, I want to go.
Yeah, I'm like, literally, I'm like, see you, boys.
Yeah,
I like to get a nice cup of coffee. I like to see some stuff. I like to just walk around, especially like here. Like, we were walking around yesterday. We loved it here. So, great coffee, good food, stuff to do. John Varvatos store right on the main strip, and going there. Yep. Thank you to those guys. They're helping us out this show tonight. Actually,
Got a nice amp head.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty cool. Do a lot of good stuff. We've done a lot. I saw Alice Cooper play there once in that store.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do shows in there, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes. Was that an old venue, that place?
No. It's just a building. All right, last question here for you guys. Last stupid question. Here we go. You are banned from the library. What would be the reason for it?
Being too loud.
Go ahead, I don't care.
Fucking, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I want it to be. You know.
But what would it be? Sex in a library before.
So did you get banned?
No, I was discreet.
Oh. You've done it?
Nice, dude.
Wow. That's pretty kind of impressive, actually.
Well, nice. This is straight out of The Girl Next Door.
That's right.
Good movie.
Great movie.
I got a story about that for later when we're done. But all right, final thing here for you guys. So you guys, you're going to play tonight. How long does this tour go on for?
Till February 28th, culminates in L.A. We're playing a sold-out show at the El Rey Theater.
Okay.
Dude, yeah, we're pumped for Detroit. We can't wait.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in here, and good luck tonight. And I'll tell you what, I can't wait to hear some new stuff from you guys and everything you guys got coming up in the future.
You will tonight. You're coming, right?
I got to.
Oh, yeah, you got the dog.
Dog thing.
Bring the dog. Bring the dog.
Dog thing? My family's out of town. I'm watching my dog.
What kind of dog is it?
8 hours. He's a shepherd, yeah. Mix.
Well, you go home.
Bring the dog.
Bring the dog. Bring him in.
Yeah, I will. Okay.
We'll get him a AAA pass.
We like dogs.
And there you have it. The guys from Dirty Honey today on the Talkin' Rock with Meltdown podcast. Like I said before, just a straight ahead, grimy, dirty, right in your face rock band. I mean, just four guys. They play their instruments. They go up there on stage. There's no like backing tracks and nonsense like that. It's really just a great band to check out if you get a chance. Hey, thanks so much for listening to the Talkin' Rock with Meltdown podcast. Like I said before, no rock news with Al Beck today. We'll have to get back into that coming up here. Just got a lot of things going on as far as work and different things like that. So, as a matter of fact, I'm not sure where Al is, to be quite honest with you. And that's probably a good thing anyways. Hey, guys, thank you so much for checking out the podcast. We're going to do it all over again real soon. Got some cool guests lined up specifically next week, but might have a couple this week. We'll see what happens. Thank you so much for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.